This is Steve from The Garish Show, and coming up today is a podcast about the Motorola Q9C phone with talks from Verizon Wireless. And here's your host, Stephen Guerra. Hi, everybody. This is Steve from the Guerra Podcast. This is about the Motorola Q9C Verizon phone with talks. Again, you're listening to The Guerra Show, found on The Guerra, theguerra.com. This phone is with talks, as announced on The Guerra Show. This phone came out on March 15th. You'll hear that. That's the second piece of music you'll hear, and then you're going to hear the talks voice come up in a second. This is a fully functional smartphone PDA. You have access to every feature on the phone. Eloquence voice is part of talks. It is a truly plug-in...
Keypad lock. Left soft start, right soft contacts.
Okay.
3/20/20 Verizon Wireless email left parenthesis 0 right parenthesis SMS left parenthesis.
You hear that as it goes, tells you what the different things that are on the screen. It is a Windows Mobile 6.1 phone. Okay. So we are now ready to go and go through the different features of this phone. The version of talks on this is a full version. It comes registered to you automatically. You don't have to do any registration. As soon as you pop the battery in when you get the box, and in the box you receive your power cord, you receive your battery and your battery door, you receive a big thick manual, you receive two CDs. One is for installing it so you can synchronize your phone with your PC. This phone does not work with the backup assistant that you might find or have used with any of the LG phones, the VX8300, 8350, 4500, 9900, 9100, etc. The 5300 or the chocolate phones and one of those LG phones that you had minimal access, you can do with this phone what you couldn't do with any of those phones. I may have missed a phone, but don't let it be known. If you're part of the LG VX Verizon phone list or blind users Verizon list, then you know what I'm talking about. But any of those phones that read you your caller ID and enabled you to go through and create or delete or search for your contacts, or for that matter, open up the contacts list and arrow down through it. This does it so much more than you could ever imagine. The price for this, for a 2-year contract, after a $70 automatic rebate, which you receive an email about saying that it's being processed, it's $249.98. For a 1-year contract, it's $319.98. For no contract, of course, it's $429.98. If you have an existing plan, family plan with Verizon, you can add this on to your family plan. Or you can also take whatever phone you're using currently, and if you're eligible for an upgrade, choose the upgrade option. We are not going to specifically touch on the process of ordering the phone. However, you can go to www.verizonwireless.com/accessibility and start your process there. By all means, I'd be glad to speak to anyone individually via email or by sometime you calling into the show that we have each Sunday night aired on ACB Radio Mainstream. That toll-free number that you can call in, and we air starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. 1 a.m. UTC. That phone number is 1-866-739-3668. You can also send an email to thegerrashow@gmail.com. The Guerra is spelled G-U-E-R-R-A. Again, that's thegerrashow@gmail.com. So let's talk about this phone. It is slightly bigger than if you've seen a BlackBerry Curve or a little smaller than what you would see a standard size talking calculator. Give you an idea of the buttons on the phone. At the far left on the bottom of the screen, you have the send button or the talk button. So to the right of the talk button, you have a tactile line. And on the other side of that tactile line, there is two buttons separated by another tactile line in the middle of it. The one on the bottom is the talks button. If hitting it twice, you'll hear home. And the one above that is the left soft key, which is where you can get to your programs. We call that the start button. To the right of that is the five-way omnidirectional button. You have down arrow, up arrow, right arrow, left arrow. And in the middle is the enter key or the OK button. To the right of that, again, is two buttons. On the bottom is the back button if you want to backspace in a text message or email, or you want to go back to a previous menu. And you have the tactile line right above that. And above that, you have the right soft key, which usually from wherever you are, you can open up your contacts. To the right of that, you have that tactile line as you did on the left side of the phone. And then you have the end key, which powers up and powers off the phone. Those are the keys across the top. Below that, you have the QWERTY keyboard. You have, starting, of course, at the left being Q, all the way across going to P. Below that, you have the letter A going all the way across to... I haven't figured out what that button is. That's okay. We'll figure that out. And if you hold the A down, it's the star key. If you... to get to the pound sign, you hit the shift key, which is below the A, and hit the letter G. So with the shift key below the A, that kind of puts off center the last row, which starts with Z and goes all the way to the end, to the right of period. Again, which I don't know what that is. That may be another shift key. Below that, indented somewhat, is the zero key. And then you have an alt key. And then you have a space bar. Then you have the speakerphone key on the opposite side of the space bar. And then you have I haven't figured out what this other button is either. On the left side of the phone, you have a spot for a memory card. You can put a standard SD card in there. Okay. On the right side, you have, from the top down, you have a scroll wheel that you can scroll through your applications. It's not terribly impossible to use. It's sometimes a little helpful to use. While pressing in the scroll wheel, it's as if you were hitting the enter key. Below that is a button that opens up the multimedia player. Across the top, on the right-hand side, you have another pull tab that you pull open, and you can plug in a headphone, which is a 2.5 millimeter or 2.5 millimeter jack, which is the standard headphone size. Incidentally, on the left side where the SD card is, that rubber piece that pops up, which exposes the SD card slot, is recessed. The piece for the headphone is not so recessed. This has a camera for both video and regular taking pictures. Let's get into familiarity with using Talks if you haven't used Talks before. Initially, when you get it and the phone and plug in the battery, the volume is very loud. So, of course, you want to turn the volume down. Locate the Talks key. Now, I want to turn the volume up and then we'll turn it down. But locate the Talks key, hit that.
Talks.
And then hit the number 6.
Volume 3.
Now hit it again.
Talks. Volume 4.
As you can hear, the voice increase. So I want to turn it down.
Talks. Volume 3.
Now, again, you can press any of the number keys, and the number keys, I'll give you an example. 1, 2, 3 is WER. 4, 5, 6 is SDF. And 7, 8, 9 is ZXC. Now, if you just want to dial a phone number, yes, it might be a little difficult. You can, we're going to show you an example here. I'm going to just dial another number, a number. And as you dial, you hear it speak to you.
5, 3, 7, 2, (8, 0, 0, 5, 3, 7, -2, 1, 1).
Oops.
(8, 0, 0, 5, 3, 7, -2, 1, 1, 4).
I didn't want that 4, so I'm going to go hit the backspace, which is the below the right soft key.
(8, 0, 0, 5, 3, 7, -2, 1, 1). (8, 0, 0, 5, 3, 7, -2, 1, 1, 8).
Which is the 800 phone number for independent living aids. Then I'll hit the talks key, of course, and I'll get that resolved. But that's not what I want. So essentially, I hit the end key because I don't want to do that. But let's go in and let's arrow through the different menus as to what's available.
Messaging. Contacts. Bluetooth Manager. Calendar. Settings. Internet Explorer. Converter. Voice recognition. Call history. Right.
And I'm at the far right of the main menu. In order to get more applications, you would have to hit the Start button, which is, again, above the Talks button. Let's go back to Contacts, because I want to show you something.
Voice recognition, converter, Internet Explorer, settings, calendar, Bluetooth manager, contacts.
Now, if I go into Contacts, and unlike the LG phones, when I go into a contacts, when you set up a contact here, what happens there is you're asked to enter in the home phone, the work phone, the mobile phone, email, the second email address. If the person has multiple email addresses, you can choose a ringtone, and we'll do that. You know, let's go into the contacts. I hit the enter key.
Contacts. Carreras. Cava. Don E. Corso.
Okay, so that's, you hear the first contact, which is a friend of mine named Don Carreras. What we're going to do is hit the left soft key to create a new contact. So this is where we're going to enter my contact, okay? So the first letter is always capitalized, I should say. So we'll start my name. And I have it turned, and we can change that for the sake of the podcast.
Talks. Home. Contacts. Left talks. P-Echo none. Talks. P-Echo letters and words.
Okay.
Keypad lock. Contacts.
We're going to go into contacts again. I changed...
Contacts.
By hitting the talks key and the number one key, I change it to being letters and words. I can change that to characters or none or just words. So
left soft, left contact, first name, colon, landline caps, multi presented area, left soft done, right soft menu.
So if I was done here, I could just hit left soft to be done and right soft to bring up a menu, and we'll go in the menu in a minute.
Sierra. Echo. Echo. Papa.
It does it in phonetically, so you hear what you're typing out.
Hotel. Echo. November. Last name. Colon. Landline caps multi-presented area. Golf. Uniform. Echo. Romeo. Romeo. Alpha. Work phone. Colon. Landline number presented area. 8005. 3, 7, 2118 Mobile phone, colon, blank line numbers edit area.
Now, what I'm doing here is after I enter in the phone number, I'm just hitting the down arrow of the five-way omnidirectional thing. I'm not going to enter in the phone numbers and such, my home phone or my mobile phone, for obvious reasons, so no one's constantly calling me.
Home phone, colon, custom ring tone, colon, unselected 1 of 23 spinnable list box.
Let's see what we got.
Amplify selected 2 of 23. Array selected 3 of 23.
I have the volume on the phone down, so it's not blasting.
Blue shade selected 4 of 23. Crystal selected 5 of 23. Extreme selected 6 of 23.
Okay, that sounds like me. So we'll choose that. I'm just going to down arrow.
Picture. Select a picture selected.
Now, if you had a picture here, if you had pictures in your phone, you could choose a picture. So when that person calls you, not only will you have the chance to listen to that specific ringtone, but you'll also see the picture pop up in your screen. But if you're totally blind like me, it really doesn't matter. So let's go on.
Okay.
So what's here is you enter the beginning part before the at sign. Okay, which will do this.
Taco, hotel, echo, golf, India.
Oops, I hit the wrong letter, so I'll backspace.
India, deleted. Uniform, echo, Romeo, Alpha. Sierra. Hotel, Oscar, whiskey.
Now, I'll just go right arrow over the dot, and I'll say gap, but if I hit left arrow...
At sign.
And there's the at sign.
Gap.
And I'll just type in
Golf. Mike. Alpha. India. Lima. Male period.
And now I hit the period, so
Charlie. Oscar. Mike.
Now I'm gonna go down arrow so you can hear the different other things that you can choose from.
I am colon. Black line black work to phone. Colon. Black home to phone. Colon.
And just give you an information, it said IM, so if you're using instant messaging on the phone, you type in a person's instant messenger address.
Company phone, colon, blank line numbers edit area. Categories, colon, select items unselected 1 to 4 spinnable list box.
Let's listen to the different categories.
Select items, business unselected checkbox, press enter to toggle, list view left soft done. Right. Holiday unselected checkbox, press enter to toggle. Personal unselected checkbox, press enter to toggle. Seasonal unselected checkbox, press enter to toggle. Personal
so
unselected
choose,
checkbox, press selected.
We're going to choose personal.
Left. Seasonal unselected checkbox, press enter to toggle. Personal selected checkbox, left soft. Left contact. Categories, colon. Personal selected 3 of 4 spinnable list box.
What I did there was I went... and chose the category I wanted, business, holiday, personal, or seasonal are your choices. I chose personal and hit the enter key to check it. Then I hit the left soft key to be done and go back to where I was before.
Pager, colon, landline, car phone, colon, work fax, colon, home fax, colon, assistant phone, colon, radio phone, colon.
So you can see there's a lot more choices than this, but this is just partial of what you can put into your contact. So let's do this and hit the left soft button. Okay, so you heard my name, and when you hit the left soft key to be done with the contact, it will take you and put you in a spot of showing your contact. So let's do this. Let's open up the contact and see what we have to offer.
Contact. Call work 800-537-2118 selected 205. List box left soft call.
Okay,
right
I want to go up arrow.
Stephen Garrett selected 105.
Okay,
left
that's the first choice.
Right call work 8005372118 selected 205.
That's a second choice.
Call right soft men. Send e-mail to garishow at signmail.com selected 305.
So because I have my email set up in this, we can go ahead and send email to me from the phone here.
Categories personal selected 405. Left soft edit right soft menu. Ringtone extreme selected 505. Left soft play right soft menu.
So it's telling you what category you have and what ringtone I've had. So I'm going to go back. I'm going to hit the key underneath the right soft key, which is the back key.
Contacts. Gara. Comma. Stephen W. Selected news cursor key. Messaging.
We're going to go into messaging. I'm going to show you. With the email setup for this phone, it's going to be a slow process. Nothing is being done in lightning speed. You have to maintain patience while doing this because it can become very, very frustrating and very time consuming. And if you don't have patience, you're not going to achieve anything. You're just going to throw the phone down like, why did I buy this piece of garbage? Well, the reality is you did buy it and you did spend your money on it. So you have to know going into it that whether it be this phone or a BlackBerry or any other phone that you have, of course, it's going to take you time. It took you time to enter those contacts into the 8300 or the 9900 and such. It's going to take time to do this as well. It can be a little unforgiving. Sometimes it may lock up. I haven't noticed that as of yet, but if you go slow and remember being patient, you'll be able to enter your contacts, set up your email. I didn't necessarily read through the help. I did read the talks manual, text manual that I got as a result of purchasing this phone that will be available on thegara.com. And you can read it there too and know that, hey, okay, I'll read this. And usually, yes, I am a manual reader. If you're not a manual reader, I would, you know, the world that we live in today, it's wonderful to be around individuals who are willing to help us and give us sighted assistance. However, if you want something done, you generally will have to do it yourself. Yes, not everything is accessible, but this phone is. And this phone, if you take your time and, again, remain patient and read the manual, you'll be able to do everything because the manual does go over the basics as to what you need to do to get started. Let's go forward. And let's go into messaging.
Messaging. See plus extra list box. Right soft menu.
Now, I know that just by default, there are four choices in messaging. You have text message, which is an SMS. You have an MMS message, which is a multimedia message for pictures and video and audio. Then you have email, which is the third choice, choice C. And then you have D, account setup. We're going to go into text message.
DMMS, text messages. Unread, to create a new message, comma, click menu, comma, then click new period. List view left soft, delete right soft menu.
So I have no text messages or I would have read it there, right? But we're going to go to the right.
Right.
See, there's nothing there. If I went to the right anyway, if there was messages there, then I would know it. But and this phone is a separate phone number from my main phone. I have not switched them over yet because I still want to get – I want to have the opportunity to play with it without trying to having to worry about constant phone calls coming in. And I will tell you – in addition to working for Independent Living Aids, of course, The Gara Show is sponsored by Independent Living Aids. The Gara Show is also sponsored by the National Beat Baseball Association. Independent Living Aids, of course, is available on the web at www.independentliving.com. And the National Beat Baseball Association, and I'll say it slower, the National Beat Baseball Association, is available at nbba.org. That's nancyboyboyalpha.org. I'm the secretary for the National Beat Baseball Association and have been since 2006. So my email coming into this phone is for the NBBA secretary. So I'll get these emails all day, and I have a little tone that tells me that the email's there, and I've responded, and I've been out on the road, and I've responded to messages. It's not an immediate like the BlackBerry, but it is functional. I do get emails, I do respond to emails, and people do get it. I have gone in and created a signature that says, Stephen Guerra, Secretary MBBA, this is being sent from my Verizon Wireless Motorola Q9C device, and that's my signature, but I've set it up. Moving forward, we're going to send a text message to my old cell phone, an old cell phone number, okay?
Right. Nine items menu. Use cursor keys to select item. Enter to add.
Let's see what else is in the menu here.
Left soft, delete right soft, reply, use cursor keys to select item.
Now, new was the first choice and reply was the second choice.
Mark as read, disable, use cursor keys to select item. Enter to add. Move, disable, use cursor keys to select item. Folders, use cursor keys to select item. Enter to activate. Five, tools, use cursor keys to select item. Enter to active. Select messages, use cursor keys to select. Send forward slash receive, use cursor keys to select. MMS settings, use cursor keys to select item. Use cursor keys to select item.
And it wraps around back to new. So let's choose new.
MMS 2, colon, blank line numbers edit area.
Now, it says to... It says to... two box, which you then would enter a phone number. So I'm going to enter in my old phone number because I'm not using it anymore, and it's discontinued.
5, 1, 6, 5, 5, 1, 2, 1, 4, 8.
And I'm going to hit the down arrow button.
Subject, colon, blank line T9 edit area. Hotel, India. Hi, space. India. Taco. Sierra. It's Spade Sierra. Taco. Echo. Charlie.
Oops, I spelled that wrong.
Charlie. Deleted. Victor. Echo.
So if I want to read the current line, all right, I want to do the talks button plus the enter key.
Talks. MMS. Subject. Colon. Hi, it's Steve T9 edit area size. Colon 1.00/500 KB1/1 left soft send right soft menu.
Okay, so when I'm done, I can hit the send button, the left soft key to send the message. Let's go back down here.
MMS insert picture /video ...
I don't want to do that.
MMS insert audio ...
I don't want to do that either.
Insert picture /video ... Insert audio blank line. Insert text ... T9.
Okay, now I'm in the body of the message, so I'm going to say, hey, what's up?
Hotel. Echo. Yankee. Hey. Space. Whiskey. Hotel Alpha. Taco. What? Space India. Sierra. Is. Space. Uniform. Papa.
Okay, so now I'll just hit the send button.
Selected 1 of 1. MMS alert could not send all the messages, period. Outbox left parenthesis 1 right parenthesis. Unread as attachment selected 5165512148. I and Steve selected use cursor keys to move through the items 1 of 1 list view left soft delete right soft menu.
It said it couldn't send the message because obviously the number is discontinued. So it's no longer available on the network. So I'm going to hit the left soft key to delete it.
Left soft delete right soft confirmation warning delete the selected message or messages. Question unread okay left soft yes right soft left soft left outbox unread to create a new message.
So I want to close out of this.
Unread unread home messaging left soft start right soft contacts.
I'm going to close out of that and back to the main menu now. Okay, so we sent a text message, and it came back right away and said, oh, an error. Same thing would apply for emails. The keys are, you have to go slow. However, I did go to Best Buy and purchase a full-size Bluetooth keyboard, which is not always compact and mobile, but it is a Bluetooth keyboard, and I was able to synchronize it. It did cost $59. There's a switch on the bottom of the board just above the function keys on the right-hand side, just above like F11 or F12. And it's only two positions, on or off. And then there's a button that says that allows you to connect your phone. What you'll need to do, and we're going to go through the menus in a minute, you'll have to go through Bluetooth, and it's going to ask you to synchronize it by entering the PIN code. It reads you the PIN code, and then you have to hit type it in on the keyboard and hit enter on the keyboard to synchronize it. And then it is on a slow side and does tell you that it's on a slow side, but you can use the full keyboard for emails, text messaging, etc. So let's go back and let's go through the menus again.
Left. Contacts.
Okay. Messaging. So messaging is first.
Contacts. Keypad lock.
And all I'm doing is hitting the right arrow.
Bluetooth manager. Calendar. Settings. Internet Explorer. Converter. Voice recognition. Call history. Right.
So the voice recognition is much like the LG phones. You can train your voice. Remember when you had to hit the button on the side of the 8300 or on the 99 or 9100? You had to hit the space bar, then the left soft button, and then the right soft button, I think it was. Something to that degree. I don't have my other phone in front of me right now to tell you how we did that, but it brings up the choice list, and I'll show you what I'm talking about.
Voice recognition.
I hit enter on voice recognition.
Voice recognition.
Say a command.
Voice recognition. Say a command. Settings help. Voice recognition. Down. Right.
Say a command.
Voice recognition. Say. Voice recognition.
Sorry, no match found.
Voice recognition. No match found. Press repeat to try again. Period. Wait for the beep before speaking. Period. Settings repeat.
Say a command.
Voice recognition. Say a command. Voice recognition. Say a command. Call less than sign name or number sign greater than sign send text less than sign name or number sign greater than sign send email less than.
Say a command.
Voice recognition. Say a. Voice recognition. Say a. Back. Home. Voice recognition.
I got out of that because it takes a little getting used to, and it's not something I've explored greatly, but I want you to hear it. Let's go to
left. Messaging. Contacts.
Let's go over to
Bluetooth manager. Calendar.
Calendar. Open up the calendar by hitting the enter button.
53/20/2009. Property sheet, no appointments, period. List view, left soft, weak, right soft, menu. Five, right. Sat, left. Sat 3/21/2009, no appointments, period. Five, 3/20/2009, no appointments, down.
I can go right in left arrow to go through the days. I can go the left soft key if we go for a week, and then I can go into the menu, and we'll go into the menu in a minute and go and choose different things. But let's see what we have in the menu.
Six items menu. New appointment. Use cursor keys to select item. Enter to activate. 1 of 6. Delete appointment. Disable. New. Propose new time. Disable. Use cursor keys to select item. Reply. Use cursor keys to select item. Set to see calendar. Disable. Use cursor keys to select item. Weak view, use cursor keys to select item. Enter to activate. 6 of 6. Month view, use cursor keys to select item. Enter to activate. 6 of 6. Go to the day. Go to date.
Let's go to date.
Go to date. Enter date. Colon. 20 edit area left soft done right soft cancel.
Now to enter numbers here, because I learned this, you have to hit the shift key, which is on the bottom left of the keyboard.
Scroll lock off. S.
Oops, let's do this.
3.
Okay, let's do this. Shift.
Scroll lock off. 4.
Okay.
20.
Let's go shift.
Scroll lock off. 1.
Again.
Scroll lock off. 1 6.
And I'm going to hit enter because I know there's an appointment that day.
Enter. Down. 2009. 4.
Okay, so now I'm instead of hitting enter, I guess that was wrong. I heard a beep, so that tells me that maybe there's a problem. So I'm going to hit the left soft key.
Left soft. Left soft. 24/16/2009. Property sheet dentist tab 9. :00-10. :00 left parenthesis dr. Hackstrom right parenthesis selected use cursor keys to move through the items one of one list view left soft key right soft menu.
I entered that appointment yesterday on the way home from the dentist, and it's in my calendar. I went to go to date and typed in the date. Again, when the default when you bring up the go to date is on the actual day, not the month. I hit the left arrow to go to 3, which was today's date in the month that we are in, March. And I did the shift key, then the 4. And then I arrowed right to where it said 20, and I did shift key, and then I entered 16, and then it said 2009. Of course, if I had gone to the right arrow, which it did, and I hit the left soft key. Initially, I hit the enter key, and it just beeped. I hit the left soft key and goes to that day and tells me what appointment I have for that day. So that's pretty neat. I want to cancel out of this.
Home, calendar, left soft start, right soft contacts.
Call history tells you the calls that I've dialed or that you've missed and such like that. If you wanted to bring up missed calls, I'll just hit the left soft key, the talk button.
Dialed, asterisk, left soft save, right soft menu. Dialed, 282-2691. Dialed. 292-0634.
So those are numbers that I've dialed. It would also tell me any missed calls. So I want to come out of that.
Home, calendar, left soft, start, right soft, contact.
So I'm going to hit left soft and bring up the start menu. Because again, this is Windows Mobile.
Recent programs. Calendar use cursor keys to move through the items.
It's recent programs that I've accessed. But I want to hit left soft again.
Left soft. Left soft all programs, right start. Internet Explorer use cursor keys to move through the items.
Let's go through the
left soft, right soft menu.
Let's go through the programs and see what we got.
Get applications.
You can get applications, which brings up a web for VZ app or VZWapp.com.
Wireless sync.
You can sync wirelessly with your home network if you want or wherever you're in a hotel.
Messaging,
we went into that.
Internet Explorer.
Okay, and it usually goes in groups of 4. So I'm back at Internet Explorer. I'm going to go down.
Personalize my queue.
Personalize your queue. You could do that if you wish. You could change the way your screen looks.
Bluetooth.
That's where you can synchronize a Bluetooth keyboard.
Calendar,
we did that.
Settings,
which goes into different things. And we'll go into that in a minute and show you how you can change your profile.
Personalize my queue.
Now I'm back to personalized queue, so I'm going to go down.
Pictures and percent videos.
Pictures and videos.
Windows Media.
Windows Media.
Keypad lock.
That's where you can lock your keypad. We'll go into that in a second as well.
Documents to go.
Documents to go, where you can look at Pocket Word or Pocket Excel documents.
Pictures and percent videos.
Back to pictures and videos.
Voice recognition.
We went into that.
File manager.
File manager, where you can manage your SD card and the hard drive of the unit.
Active Sync,
where you can synchronize to your PC if you have Microsoft Active Sync on your computer.
Call history.
Call history tells you the calls that we've done, missed and dialed and all that.
Voice recognition.
Again, back to voice recognition.
Camera.
Now, down to camera. That's for both video and also pixel. It's a 1.3 megapixel camera.
Clock and percent alarm.
You can set your clock and alarm on your phone for your purposes.
Contacts.
We went to contacts.
Getting started.
That's where you can go into that and get started. We haven't done that because I haven't found the need to.
Camera.
Back to camera.
Media center. Speed dial.
Where you can check out your memory card. Speed dial, where you can set a speed dial.
Talks,
which is the version of screen readers on this phone.
Tasks.
Task, which you can do a task for yourself. I have not done that, but people find that useful.
Media center. Voice notes.
So we went down arrow after again to Media Center again. Voice notes. You can record a voice note. The voice recording is not that great, but it is certainly quick and on the go. Remember, I have often stated, if any of you have ever called and spoke to me and asked, well, is anything to replace the imp or the voice note, not voice note, the voice diary or the parrot? And I've often said for quite some time, to obtain a phone with Talks or Mobile Speak, because it's going to give you all the functionality. And yes, this is exactly what a parrot or voice diary used to do. Yes, it's a little more costly, but you're getting two for the price of one. You're getting an organizer and a phone so you can do multiple things. So that's voice notes.
Accessories.
Accessories. And we'll go, and we're going to go into that so you can see what's in there.
Audio enhancement. Left soft or right soft menu.
Audio enhancement.
Calculator.
Calculator. You can do a calculator. A little tip calculator.
Converter.
Converter. You can convert from where you are in the United States or wherever you are. Currency, time, area, etc. You can convert all that so you can be better informed. That's for those individuals who are world travelers and need that opportunity. There's a memo pad.
Audio enhancement.
And we're back to audio enhancement. So I'm going to go back.
Accessories. Left soft games.
You have games.
Nuance.
You have Nuance, which is the maker of Talks. And incidentally, we're going to go into Talks, and we're going to show you something so you have a better understanding.
Voice notes.
And we're back to voice notes.
System tools. Left soft or right soft menu.
We have system tools. Let's go in there and see what's in there.
Memory manager.
Memory manager.
Task manager.
Task manager.
Format SD.
Format the SD card.
Master reset.
Master reset. You don't want to do that because then you're going to have a lot of problems. And you're probably going to lose the Talks on it.
Memory manager.
And we're back to memory manager. So we'll come out of that.
System tools. Internet Explorer.
And now we're back to the, then we're back to the that main menu of Internet Explorer. Just for information, at any one point, as in you, where you may or may not need sighted assistance, there is a Nuance folder there that we went into, and there it gives you the opportunity to quit Talks or to start Talks. If you lose your voice, have someone sighted on the phone. Go to the Nuance folder and click on Talks. Or bring up the Talks icon and hit enter on it, and that will restore your voice back to where you were before, so you can have complete access. Let's go into the Talks menu.
System tools, left soft voice media center, left camera, clock ampersand contacts, getting started, camera, voice recognition, call history, active sync, file manager, voice recognition, camera, media center, speed dial. Talks.
Let's go talk right there. Hit enter on that.
Talks control panel. One speech. Left soft done right soft menu.
So we're going to go into, I'm going to hit the menu bar, menu button, the right soft key.
Three items menu. About use cursor keys to select item. Enter to activate. One of manual registration use cursor keys to select item. Enter to activate.
That's one of the choices in the menus of the Talks control panel, manual register. You don't need to do that, as I stated before, because your phone comes registered to you for Talks. You have an IMEI number and whole nine yards, so you don't need to do that.
Quit use cursor keys to select item. Enter to activate.
That's another way you can quit Talks is going to that, but why in the world would you want to do that, is what I ask.
About use cursor keys to select item. Enter to activate.
I was interested to hear what's under about, and we're going to hear that in a second. But what I gather is, and what I know, is Talks is a product of Nuance. If you were listening to the interviews on Samnet Radio, that's radio.samobile.net, through Saratalk and Saratech Corporation with Mike Calvo, Mike Loff, and Ricky Yanger, you would know and have heard. And there was quite a discussion on this on the Verizon phone list about Dolphin. And it's, in my opinion, that Dolphin teamed up or partnered with Nuance and, of course, Verizon to make this venture happen, make this program happen. Now, I could be wrong, and this is just my speculation, but Dolphin, at the other end of their interviews at ATIA, said that stay tuned for a great announcement from Verizon. So, yes, Talks and Nuance is all one. Talks is part of Nuance, and Dolphin probably worked to make this happen. So let's listen to the contents of this. But I want to pull it away when it comes to... You're going to shut my mic off when it comes to my IMEI number, because I don't want anyone stealing it.
About Talks version 1.01 full license period. DD6 powered by Dolphin period. Copyright 1998-2009 Dolphin Oceanic LTD period. Okay.
So, you heard that it said Dolphin Oceanic, which is Dolphin, part of Dolphin Systems and Dolphin Group. That's interesting to me. You know, I'm going to come out of this as well. We're going to do one last thing, and in making and receiving a call, I'm not going to necessarily make a call or call the phone. Because I have my phone on vibrate, and you can change it to vibrate. And that reminds me. Let's do this.
Games. System tools. Left software. Internet Explorer. Left get Apple wireless sync. Messaging. Internet Explorer. Personalize my queue. Bluetooth. Calendar. Settings.
Let's go into settings.
Settings. A phone. Left soft done.
Now, there are choices in here. First one is phone.
B sounds.
Sounds.
C profiles.
Profiles.
D home screen.
Home screen.
E clock ampersand alarm. F connections. G more dot dot dot. A phone. B sounds.
We want profile.
C profiles. Profiles. A normal. Left soft done right soft menu.
Now, I'm on normal, so I'm going to choose the menu option, which is right soft key.
Four items menu. Edit use cursor keys to select item.
And the first choice is edit. So I'm going to hit enter on edit. Because that's what I want to do.
Profiles. A normal. Left soft. Normal. Name. Colon. Normal multi press edit area. Left soft done. Right soft cancel.
At any time, if I want to get finish this, I can hit left soft key for done or right soft key for cancel.
Ring type. Colon. Pulsing vibrate selected 5 of 9. Spinnable list box.
And that's a choice that you go right and left to change. But I have it on pulsing vibrate when I get a call.
Ring volume, colon, 2 selected, 3 of 6 spinnable list box.
Which is normal because I want to, I'm not having a ringer, so I just left it as is.
Reminder type, colon, play sound selected, 1 of 7 spinnable list box.
I chose a reminder to play a sound.
Reminder volume, colon, 3 selected, 4 of 6 spinnable list
My
box.
Volume level is 3. If I wanted to choose the reminder sound, I would have to go... Remember, profiles was option C in settings. If I wanted to choose a sound, I would go to choice B, which is sounds.
Notification type, colon, play sound selected, 1 of 6 spinnable list box.
Same thing for this notification for email or text message. I would have to go into the sounds.
Notification volume, colon, 3 selected, 4 of 6 spinnable list box. System sound volume, colon, loud selected, 6 of 6 spinnable list box.
So I'm going to hit right soft because I'm going to cancel. And I don't want to...
Soft done right soft menu.
You know
four items menu. Edit news curve profiles. A normal.
I'm going to hit left soft for done.
Left soft done right. No focus detected. Settings. See profiles. Left soft done.
Close
start.
It.
Settings use cursor keys to move through the items.
Okay. So what I've done here is... I've gotten out of the settings section, and all my settings are saved. Again, you have to hit left soft key for done and right soft key for cancel. Let's see. Let's have Talks tell us what time it is. I'm going to hit the Talks key and then the number 9.
Talks, 10:16 a.m. Friday, 3/20/2009.
So let's go to the different keys here and find out what we wanted to find out. Let's do
Talks, key echo letters.
So now I hit talks one, and that's changing the
talks,
options.
Talks, Echo Words.
Now I have it in Words. Let's do talks. Talks two.
Speak uppercase yes.
Okay, let's
talks,
turn that off.
Talks, speak uppercase no.
Okay, let's do talks three.
Talks, spelling alphabet off.
Okay.
Talks, most punctuation.
Okay.
Talks.
And that's, I'm just hitting talks. Talks three was spelling, talks four was punctuation. Volume is 5 and 6. Speed is 7 and 8, and time is talks 9. To turn the training mode on, I hit talk 0.
Talks, training mode.
Let's
talk live mode.
So you have a training mode and a live mode. Training mode would let you to press all the keys without activating anything. Live mode is say, all right, you're ready to go. You're ready for operation. In order to in dialing a phone, you don't have to hit the shift key. You just dial the number. It will read it back for you as you're dialing it. When you're entering a numbered sequence in the calendar or wherever it may be, unless it's an edit box for numbers, such as a text message or such, but if you're in a calendar and you're looking to enter numbers or change numbers, you have to hit the shift key, then the number. As you heard shift and it said scroll lock off, then you can hit the number because that's a notification for you to change the number. Let's go into one last feature, and then we're going to wrap this up. And, of course, if we need to, we can do a future podcast. Again, you listen to the Guerra Show podcast on the Motorola Q9C phone with talks. I've had the phone for 3 days now, and I had it in my little PDA pouch that I got with it, and I was always inadvertently hitting the buttons. I'm like, you know, that's really become annoying. So I went into key lock, which was one of the choices, and this is where I needed some sighted assistance. So I asked my wife, Andrea, to give me some verbal cue as to what was on the screen. In order to lock the phone, lock your keypad, you have to hit the talks key twice, and it will say home, and I'll show you what I'm talking about. I hit the talks key twice.
Talk, home.
And it says home.
If I want
to lock the keypad, you hit the talks key twice to when it says home, and then hit the space bar. Okay? So,
talk, home.
Now the keypad is locked. Okay? So I can do anything I want. It's not going to talk. Okay? If I want to unlock it, I hit the left soft key and then the star. And now it's talking again. So that's a good, real good way for you to quickly lock and unlock your phone. On the phone, as an amended piece to this podcast that I wanted to share with you all, located at the bottom left of the phone is a little slit for a USB small connector-like piece. With the provided power cord, and in the box, you have a USB cord, you have the battery, the cover door, or the battery door, the power cord, which goes into this bottom left slot, as well as when you connect your PC to your phone, the small USB adapter cord or small USB cord or small connector connects into this piece as well. With regard to the keypad, immediately to the left of the space bar, when you hit that button, that will take you into your messaging, meaning text messages, MMS messages, or email, or account setup for email. And on the right-hand side, to the right of the spacebar, as I stated before, is a speakerphone button. And to the right of that will open up your multimedia for different things that you want to do, whether it be listening to music, looking at pictures, looking at videos, etc. At the far right of the keyboard row that starts with A and left, the far right is an enter key. And the bottom row, the far left is shift, and the far right is shift. So there you have your key structures. I want to give great thanks to two people that have been instrumental in this process of making this phone come to life, as well as all of Verizon Wireless, for the people who are behind the scenes and have also been part of this whole process. First, I want to give thanks to Jeff Pledger, who's a dear friend. He works for Verizon Business and was a guest on the Gera Show on the 15th of February, where he made the announcement with regard to the phone. As he came on later on the 8th of March, on the show with J.J. Medoff from Blind Bargains, and made an announcement as to specifically what phone it was going to be. I also want to give great thanks and kudos to Barbara Kaplan, who has been part of the process in overseas disability services for Verizon Wireless. Both Jeff and Barbara have been wonderful to work with, and though I'm not employed by Verizon, and though this is not a commercial for Verizon Wireless, those two individuals have been fantastic and been very easy to work with and answer questions all the way through. If anyone has any questions about this, if you're using Juice, the podcast feed for this is Gera, GUERRA.libsyn, LIB as in boy, SYN as in Nancy, .com/RSS. If you have any questions regarding this phone or need some personal assistance, you can email thegeraShow@gmail.com. Remember, our show is live each Sunday night, starting at 1 a.m. UTC, 9 a.m. Eastern, and 6 p.m. Pacific on ACB Radio Mainstream. You can call into us at 1-866-739-3668. This upcoming week, on March 22nd, we'll have a couple members, if not just one member, from American Foundation for the Blind, doing a wrap-up of what's going on and what happened at CSUN, California State University at Northridge Technology Conference, going on the week of March 16th through March 22nd. Remember, you listen to The Gera Show. We appreciate your time and hope you enjoyed this podcast. And we'll see you next time on The Gera Show.
Hi, this is Jeff Pledger from Verizon, and you're listening to The Gera Show.
Hi, everybody. This is Steve from The Gera Show. Each Sunday night, starting at 1 a.m. UTC, 8 p.m. Eastern, and 5 p.m. Pacific, it's The Gera Show, with lots of exciting guests and dialogue on The Gera Show. On ACB Radio Mainstream.